8 resorts in France, 6 resorts in Austria and Switzerland, not to mention a handful of Colorado, Utah, and California ski resorts, along with the rest of Vail Resorts Mountains, make up the total 26 resorts. Russ Pecoraro of Vail Resorts says as the Epic Pass has grown in the last 6 years, pass holders have tried to see how many of the Vail resorts they can ski in a single season.
We created the Epic Pass 6 years ago with 7 resorts at the time, and we threw down the gauntlet and said, you will not be able to outski this pass. Well, people could outski the pass, but since then the pass has grown and grown and grown until the point now where we have 26 resorts over 4 countries. You know, the U.S., we've got France, we've got Switzerland, we've got Austria, all on this one pass. And we said, how cool would it be to ski all 26 in 1 year?
So Vail Resorts created an epic race to challenge those epic pass holders.
It's a competition to ski all 26 in one season, and the first 10 folks who are able to do that win a season pass for life. So pretty incredible prize for doing that.
If you think you can be first to finish the race or just want to have one big whirlwind ski vacation, you too can register for the race at epicrace.epicpass.com by Sunday. Pecoraro says the contestants are turning out to be as unique as the race itself.
We have a father-son duo coming out of Canyons, actually, out of Park City. Yeah, we've got a bunch of folks who are just doing it on their own. We've got couples. We've got people who are actually doing their second date as the Epic Race. So it runs the gamut.
The race officially begins, he says, on November 22nd when Vail and their California resorts open.
People have been plotting their courses and trying to figure out, you know, when mountains are going to open and how soon they can hit them. And it's become quite a logistical, equation for people to figure out, you know, how they're going to end up, you know, where and when.
He says there are rules connected to the race, but just a few. While in France, when 8 individual resorts are interconnected, you can only ski 2 per day. And in the U.S., it's just 1 per day.
L'Etoile Valet in France, the largest continuous ski resort in the entire world. So you could actually ski all 8 of those resorts, I think, in a day. They're all just connected like that, so it would just be taking one lift to the next. And you don't even know, well, from what I'm told, I've never skied France, but in a lot of cases, you don't even know when you transition from one resort to the next. It's just such a continuous, cool experience. But a couple rules. And, you know, we want this to be a race, but we also want people to enjoy the experience, you know, really soak in what all these resorts have to offer.
You do have to prove that you've skied or ridden at each resort.
You know, as proof that they've visited the resort, they're going to upload 3 pieces of content, a couple photos and a video to prove they've been there. So people can live vicariously, go check out their experiences, see what everybody's doing, see what a great time they're having. You're going to get to know them. You're going to see, I think the good and the bad in some cases, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's Russ Pecoraro of Vail Resorts. He says the racers could finish before Christmas, and they could have some tiebreakers. Canyons Resort ski ambassador Kaylin Richardson will be commentating along the way. You have until Sunday evening to register for the race and begin charting and plotting your race course. You can visit epicrace.epicpass.com. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.